So, you're walking along and suddenly it hits you. You've lost your keys. A few seconds of panic, but then you find them. In your coat, where you put them. Phew. Now that feels like winning. So roll with it and turn today into Wednesday with a scratch card. Make today a Wednesday with a scratch card from the National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Search Dream Big, Play Small. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Things are a little bit different in France. Get to a little setting the bar story here. So if you can manage to make it through the day without throwing your kid over the gate of the school so much that they actually need to put a sign up, you're doing okay.
What are you talking about? People are tossing kids over gates? What's happening?
Yeah, so Trelade Primary School in South France had to put up a series of notices literally showing an adult throwing a small child over an iron gate.
What?
So these signs are warning parents not to throw their kids over the 6-foot high steel fence once school is in session.
6-foot high? Is the carpool situation so bad that they're like, screw it, I'm not going to sit in line. I'm going to walk up and throw my kid over the gate?
So
what's happening?
Apparently some schools there in South France have a more lenient policy for, you know, tardies.
About throwing kids?
About tardy students. Tardy students.
Oh, okay.
So, but not at the Trelade school. They have a zero tolerance policy. And so the head teachers,
like, you'll be kicked out if you're tardy.
Yeah. So the head teacher said staff was, they were getting tired of all of these quote irresponsible parents that were in such a rush. They would like disrupt the classes. So they had to put up, you know, this zero tolerance policy, but then the parents were not abiding by that so much as they were starting to toss their kids over the gate after they would shut the gate.
If we wait in carpool, we're gonna be late, so I'm gonna get out, toss my kid over. There you go. We're on time.
Yeah, right. Right. And so, you know, that the head teacher was like, hey, look, students weren't regularly being thrown over the fence, but it became an area of concern that they were like, kids are going to get hurt if parents
keep... Yeah, we'll put a mattress or something to, like, catch them when they fall over, maybe? They just put a series of mattresses on the other side of the fence?
Yeah, so the school, which, again, has this zero-tolerance tardy policy, feared that they're going to be in trouble if a kid hurts themselves getting tossed over the fence...
Well, because it was your policy.
Right.
You're always going to be late. So we just threw him over. That way he's on time.
So now they've had to put up signs that literally...
Catch little Johnny. Here he comes.
Right.
Shot putting the kid.
No, it'd be like...
What is happening?
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, again, setting the bar.
So bizarre. And the sign is fantastic to look at.
Yeah.
You should see the sign. It's hilarious.
Again, they do things a little bit different in France.
They do.
So...
Raoul?
I don't know. Is that a French name?
I don't know.
Pierre.
Here comes Pierre.
Ho, ho, ho. Watch out. Ho, ho, ho.
Catch him.
Oui, oui.
Catch him, please.